Coming up, award-winning writer and co-founder of the Kobe Mandel Foundation, Sherry Mandel, talks about the Kabbalah of writing. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Dean. And if you enjoy a variety of books with authentic Jewish values, we read you loud and clear. How many times have you heard or asked that timeless question, read any good books lately? Well, in just a little while, we will check in with author and personal organization expert, Rebecca Saltzman, to find out what's on her reading table. But first, my special guest this week is Sherry Mandel, the award-winning writer of several books, including a spiritual memoir, The Blessing of a Broken Heart, which won a National Book Award in 2004. For the past 20 years, she and her husband have directed the Kobe Mandel Foundation in Israel, whose flagship program is Camp Kobe, a therapeutic sleepaway camp for bereaved children. Sherry holds a master's degree in creative writing and studied Kabbalah with teachers in some of Israel's holiest cities. And in Sherry's most recent book, The Kabbalah of Writing, she explains how the ancient spiritual tradition known as the Kabbalah can be applied to develop your writing and give you the power to grow as a person and a writer. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast, Sherry Mandel.
Thank you, Heather.
Well, before I get to my first question, I just have to give you my own two cents about this book, because the Jewish tradition takes the Kabbalah very seriously. It's thought of as mystical, esoteric, and otherworldly. However, I wanted to declare that your book is certainly readable and such a pleasant experience. It's packed with excerpts of writing by other celebrated authors and poets, and I really appreciate how you define certain literary terms. Very, very helpful. And there's just countless thought-provoking and really fun writing exercises throughout this book, each of which I think is a surefire cure for writer's block. But the exercises get us thinking about writing and our own journeys. So thank you for that and congratulations.
Thank you, Heather.
It could be said that when people associate Sherry Mandel with being the mother of Kobe Mandel and the founder of the Kobe Mandel Foundation, more so than your credentials as a longtime writer and a longtime teacher of writing and author of almost half a dozen books, I'm wondering if you could just tell us how writing helped you after your son Kobe was murdered, and what is therapeutic about writing for all of us?
Oh, it's a good question, Heather. After Kobe was murdered, I really felt like I was fighting a war to survive. And he would have turned 14 5 weeks after he was murdered. It was a grief counselor. She said to me, "You have to do something to mark his birthday, or it will mark you." And we went into Jerusalem, and I got the idea to give money to 14 beggars. And my children and I, we were sitting in a restaurant, and I told them what we were going to do for Kobe's birthday. And a second after that, a beggar came to our table, and I just gave him so much money. I'm sure he never got such a good reception. And I told Shira about that story, and she said, "You have to write it." So that was the first thing I wrote after Kobe was murdered, a few months after. And during that first year, so many things happened that I wanted to record. And most importantly, I felt like I needed to write down everything I could remember about Kobe. Those memories didn't go into the book, but writing gave me a place to put my pain. You know, it didn't solve the problem of the pain. But for a few hours each day, it was almost like I could hear Kobe's voice speaking to me. And I was able to sort of channel that into the blessing of a broken heart.
Yeah, I hear. That's really, really intense and quite beautiful and a poignant recollection. If you could also just take a moment to tell us how you got interested in Kabbalah, and if you could just tell us on a basic level about the structure of Sfirot.
Wow. Okay, I was in a program called Leave No Leave a Note in Spot when I first came to Israel. And we had a teacher there, and he talked about this hero. And the minute I heard about them, I thought, this is incredible, this kind of structure to discuss, first of all, how God sends his power and energy to the world, but it also applies to how we act in the world. And because the spheroid are concerned with, half of them are about generosity and expansion, and half of them are about holding on and limitation, and then the balance between that, I just love that idea to use to describe writing. So the spheroid, I mean, to go through them quickly is kind of difficult. So maybe I'll just name a few of them. Because, for example, there's a spheroid called kindness or chesed. And that's a kind of generosity. And it's the generosity and the giving that everybody has within them. But that's balanced by gevurah, which is boundaries. Because really, if you want to give, you need to give to somebody what they need. And unbounded gevurah, it can be difficult because then you're only strict and you're only following the letter of the law. And that's why some rabbis are great, you know, when you go to them with the question, because they're able to also use chesed in determining what the law is. But on the other hand, too much chesed also can be dangerous, because if you're a parent and you're only giving kindness to your kid, it can be damaging. So the spheroid, they always are bound together. Like, they're not pure. They're always come tempered, and they combine with each other. And the word sphera is a channel of energy. The spheroid are a means for God to limit his or her power so that there's room for human beings to be in the world. Because if God didn't restrict himself, then his power would annihilate everything. So actually, that limitation is a form of chesed, that God can create the world.
And then what you're able to do and what you do successfully in the book, in such a dynamic way, I'm telling you, it's amazing, is that this is the starting point, which unleashes so many different facets of writing and writing exercises and so much food for thought in each sphera. One of the ones that just personally touched me a great deal was your chapter on Netzach. So I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the sphera of Netzach and maybe even read a bit from the opening lines of your chapter on Netzach. This would be chapter 7. And for people who are buying the book or have the book, can refer to page 103.
Okay, so I'll start by reading and then try to explain some of what I mean. Netzach, endurance or eternity, which is on the same line as kindness, the right side of the body, allows us to move through the world with determination. Its inner quality is confidence, the audacity to take a stand, express an opinion, believe in oneself. It allows us to overcome the obstacles that prevent us from asserting ourselves. Netzach comes paired with the quality of hod, the sfirah that means surrender. These two sfirot are compared to the legs of the body. Netzach, the right leg, hod, the left. Netzach is associated with the fourth day of creation. The stars and sun and moon were created on that day, fixed forever in their orbit. Netzach, steadfast and enduring, has a sense of assurance, of stubbornness. It's forthright, ready to argue and stake a claim, but it doesn't have to yell. To express our voice in the world, to write and continue writing, to endure in our writing, we need Netzach. So Netzach also is related to the word for victory. And it's a way of holding on and persisting and being determined. So it's actually on the same line as chesed, which means that it's a kind of openness to allowing ourselves to continue in what we want to pursue. Because sometimes we're ready to shut down, right? Like, I give in the book an example of when I was in a writing group and I received an email mistakenly, and it basically talked about one of my stories and that it wasn't very good and I wasn't a very good writer. And then I ended up sending that story out to a contest with Moment Magazine. And the story won first prize, and the judge was Erica John. So it's just an example of where everyone in the world will tell you not to do something. But it's very important to listen to our inner voices and keep working and keep writing and keep moving toward the goals we've established for ourselves.
Wow, that's a great example of Netzach, that you just persevere and send that piece of writing out and look what happens, victory. Yeah, that's a very interesting food for thought is stay the course. And of course, what follows in the chapter of Netzach, like all of the chapters, are just a plethora of fantastic and diverse and dynamic writing exercises. My last question for the time we have left is just if you could tell us, what do you want your readers to learn from this book?
Okay, that's a great question. What do I want my readers to learn? First of all, Kabbalah means to receive. And I want them to be able to receive all of the wisdom and experience I've accrued through many years of teaching and writing and reading. I think that the main thing I want is for people to access their creativity and not be afraid of it, and to use writing also as a tool for healing, because I wrote a book basically as a tool for healing. And I see when I teach my students that so often they're coming with difficult stories, but with writing, we have the ability to understand now what we didn't understand then. And we also have the ability to reframe it and also reimagine it. So writing is a tool that gives us the ability to heal in a very deep way. We can't change the past, but by writing, we can reassess our attitude toward what happened.
That's a beautiful, beautiful note to end on, and a great takeaway for readers who have yet to buy the book, which I urge you to do. Sherry Mandel, thank you so much for speaking with us this week about your book, The Kabbalah of Writing, and writing in general. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Heather. It was a pleasure.
The Kabbalah of Writing is available wherever books are sold, including venues listed in this episode's show notes. And for more information about all of Sherry's books and projects, check out her page on the Kobi Mandel Foundation website, kobimandel.org. And that's KobiMandell.org.
And now it's time to find out what is on the reading table of today's Jewish movers and shakers?
Is your own reading table a messy pile of books and magazines? Well, this week, personal organization expert and founder of Balagan Be Gone, Rebecca Saltzman's new book is on hundreds of other people's reading tables, and it's called Organized Jewish Life, The Essential Guide to Planning Jewish Holidays, Events, and Every Day. And it's a must-have guide for every Jewish household, because it brings together decluttering, reducing waste, and simplifying our Jewish life throughout the year. And in a future episode of 613 Books Podcast, Rebecca will be our featured guest and tell us more about it. But for now, Rebecca, tell us what's on your reading table.
Hi, Heather. On my reading table is The Shaar HaBitachon by Chava Halevavos. I just finished the Art Scroll Jaffa Family Edition, and I'm about to start the Kahoot Publication Society Felig edition. And the thing about this book is I learn this every day. I'm on my, I think, fifth cycle. And what I love about it is it really gives me a daily dose of strength in reminding me that I am not in control of everything in the world and that I really need to focus on allowing God to be in the driver's seat. What I take away from this book every single day really helps me in practical everyday life when things don't go exactly as I hope they will. And that's what's on my reading table.
Thanks, Rebecca. There's nothing like infusing authentic Jewish wisdom in our lives every day. And if you, my listeners, want more inspiration and guidance about organizing your home, your time, or decluttering and other practical insights from Rebecca Saltzman, you can follow her on Instagram at Balagan Be Gone or listen to her terrific podcast, Journey to Organization. And of course, buy her book, Organized Jewish Life, which you can purchase from her website, organizedjewishlife.com. And that's what's on the shelf this week at 613 Books Podcast. Thanks for joining me. I'm Heather Dean.
613 Books Podcast is produced and hosted by Heather Dean. Senior producer and director of operations, Greg Cohen. Consulting producer, Yisca Roth. Show announcer, Michael Doniger. Remember to like and subscribe to our show on your favorite app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your own preferred app, and never miss an episode. You can find all episodes of 613 Books Podcast by visiting our website, heatherdeanproductions.com.